I'm sorry you can't give blood today. My iron was dangerously low. So I went to my doctor, they did a blood test, and I was talking to the nurse, and she was asking me about my diet. And I said, well, I'm eating spinach 2 to 3 times a day. Spinach is high in iron. And I would think that would cause me to have a good iron level. And she said, yeah. And then she said, she did some checking, and she said, spinach is very high in this thing called oxalic acid. And that acid binds with the iron and keeps your body from absorbing the iron. Really? So I wasn't getting the benefit of all that spinach. Now, some of the side effects of iron, low iron, is low energy, shortness of breath, headaches, and lightheadedness. And I had several of those symptoms, but I was blaming other things in my life for that. Once the iron deficiency was corrected with iron pills and changing up my spinach with other vegetables in my smoothies, my health improved. And I was able to give blood and help other people. Now, you'll be relieved to know that we're not talking about vitamins this morning. But we're talking about something similar. We're talking about a discipline. And some may say what we're talking about this morning is just a feeling, or it's not necessary, or it depends on your situation, or when we do that, it just shows weakness. What are we talking about this morning? We're talking about giving thanks. And it's an important discipline in the Christian life. As a follower of Jesus, it's important to do that. And in the last several years, as I have seen that and I've read Scripture, I see it over and over and over again. And so we're going to review some of those passages that talk about giving thanks. And some of the symptoms of not giving thanks show up in other areas of your life, like low spiritual energy, a general bad attitude. Do you know somebody with a general bad attitude? Don't elbow them. No. Please. But general bad attitude. Susceptible to temptation. You may be looking at all kinds of things in your life that cause that. It could be it's a failure to regularly give thanks. So let's walk through a few passages. You see, giving thanks is essential because it's a command. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Can you command a feeling? Is anybody ever, you know, you're sad about something, be happy. Has anybody ever done that to you? It's like, if I could, I would, but I can't. You can't command a feeling. So this isn't a feeling. It's a discipline. It's a decision. I hear so many people say, well, you know, I just want to know God's will for my life. There it is. I want to know God's, what's God's will for my life? Be joyful always. Not happy, joyful. Pray continually. That's God's will for you. You want to do God's will? There it is. And give thanks in all circumstances. That is a command. I won't point. It's not polite to point. But the Apostle Paul is pointing when he's saying that because it's a command. Give thanks. Romans 1:21. The context of this passage, if you read all of Romans 1, Paul is talking about spiritual decay of people who trade the truth for a lie. So, notice what it says. Yes, they knew God, but they wouldn't worship Him as God. Or even, what? Give thanks. And they began to think up foolish ideas of what God was like. And as a result, their minds became dark and confused. You see, not giving thanks is a part of spiritual decay. There are a number of things that are part of that, but one of them is not giving thanks. Why is that a big deal? It sounds like, oh, I forgot to say thank you. Oh, big deal. Paul's making a mountain out of a molehill, you may think. But let's take a closer look. Let's examine it this way. Let's take a look at your paycheck. You earn that with your own hard work, right? Your creativity, your dogged determination, you worked hard and you earned that, right? And that's yours, right? Couple questions for you. Who gave you your mind? Who gave you your body? Who gave you your brain, your creativity? Who gave you that opportunity? Who gave you your breath? Who gave you your very life? It was the Lord God. He's the one, He is the source of every good and perfect gift. And not giving thanks involves ignoring everything that God has done and saying, I did it all by myself. So giving thanks acknowledges that God is really in charge, and not giving thanks is a part of spiritual decay. Colossians 4:2, devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Giving thanks is essential because it's a necessary part of prayer. Selfish people ask and 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 ask God all the time. Hey, God, give me this. God, can I have that? God, please give me this. God, give me that. Give me that. Give me that. And I heard a wise man say that we need to seek the face of God before we seek the hand of God. We need to seek the face of God. We need to seek God for who He is before we say, hey, God, I've got this need. A few weeks ago, we took a look at the Lord's Prayer, and a part of that is asking for our needs, right? But there's so much that goes on before that. And giving thanks is a necessary part of prayer. But you may say, hey, but I don't feel thankful right now. Have you been there? Have you ever been at a point where you really didn't feel thankful? Have I got a verse for you? Actually, several of them. Luke chapter 17, starting in verse 11. As Jesus continued on towards Jerusalem, He reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As He entered a village there, 10 men with leprosy stood at a distance. Pause right there. Leprosy was a contagious skin disease. And if I had leprosy, when I would be around other people, I would have to say this one word really loud: unclean, unclean, and everybody else would stay away. Now, I don't know about you, but if I had to say unclean all day long, it might tend to affect my self-esteem a little bit. You think you might be the same way? And so these guys had to stay away from everybody else, crying out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." He looked at them and said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." That was what they did when they were cleansed. And so in obedience, they went. And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. Because they took Jesus at his word and they left, they were cleansed. Now, you had no life when you had leprosy. You couldn't go home. You couldn't hug your children. You couldn't have any contact with any other person. And all of a sudden, you're healed. Of those 10 men, how many of them do you think felt grateful? All 10 of them were probably grateful, right? Wouldn't you be grateful? But notice, what did they do with that gratitude? One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus shouting, "Praise God!" He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. He was a despised person in that culture, the lowest of the lowest. Jesus asked, "Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And Jesus said to the man, "Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you." See, giving thanks is not a feeling, it's an action. The other 9 felt thankful. They just didn't express the thanks. It's a necessary part of our life. Colossians 3, starting in verse 15. "Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Giving thanks is a necessary discipline. It's a necessary discipline. Giving thanks, I mean, there are so many disciplines. Reading your Bible is one of the disciplines. Prayer is one of the disciplines. Teaching others, worshiping, serving others. And thanking God is a part of that. At the very beginning, we read 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "Give thanks in all circumstances." See, your circumstance doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your situation is. Some of you this morning are in very difficult situations. Some of you this morning are in great situations. So which one of you should give thanks? All of us. All of you all. I'm not from the South, but I like that phrase. All of you all. All of us all need to give thanks. Your situation doesn't matter. Guess what else doesn't matter? Your feelings don't matter. Some of you are feeling thankful this morning. Some of you, I would guess, I don't know this for sure, your spouses haven't ratted you out, but some of you are probably grouchy this morning. And again, don't elbow somebody. Woke up on the wrong side of the coffee cup. Right? Your feelings don't matter. Your actions matter. Your actions. Sometimes we get this, we've picked this up that, you know what? I will give thanks when I feel thankful. And we say, when I feel like it, then I'll do it. But that's backwards. You want to change your feelings? Do the right things, and then you'll feel better. Do the right things. It's character first. Do, and then the feelings follow your actions. You never feel your way into acting. You act your way into feeling. You take that action in all circumstances. It's not for all circumstances, but in all circumstances, give thanks. Ephesians 5:18-20. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts. And give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks is necessary. It's a part of a Spirit-filled life. It's part of a Spirit-filled life. You will be filled with the Spirit, or you'll be filled with your agenda, one or the other. Give thanks for everything, not just the good stuff. You want to try something new? You want to shake things up? Here's what you do. Next time, everything goes wrong. Have you had days like that? Where it's like one thing and then another and then another, and it's like, are you kidding me? And you're just about, because your teeth are clenched, right? Right? Right in the middle of that, give thanks. Not for what you're going through, but how many of you have grown a lot on vacation, sunning yourself on a beach? I haven't. As I look back on my life, it's the most difficult seasons of my life that have caused me to grow. And so, when you're in the middle of something, you can say, God, thank you for this mess. Because I know you're going to walk with me through this, and I know I'm going to grow because of this. Or you can say, Lord, thank you for my friends who are walking with me through this. This really stinks. I don't know how I'm ever going to get out of this, but I trust you. Thank you for being faithful. Thank God in the midst of that. And see what happens. 1 Timothy 2:1. I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them, intercede on their behalf, and give thanks for them. Giving thanks is essential because it's for all people. You're supposed to give thanks for all people. Isn't that a crazy thought? Rude people, insensitive people, give thanks for demanding people, give thanks for violent people, give thanks for wicked people and stupid people and deceptive people and stubborn people and abusive people. Why? Because it protects you from hatred. It protects you. It's a protection for you. Pray for them. Intercede for them. Intercede means to pray for them like you would want someone to pray for you if you were in that situation. Give thanks for all people. That'll stretch us a little bit, won't it? Colossians 1:11. We also pray that you will be strengthened with all his glorious power. Where does that come from? So that you will have all the endurance. Where will that come from? And patience you need. Where does that come from? May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. That's where it comes from. Giving thanks is essential because it gives you the needed fuel. It gives you fuel. Just like iron deficiency drains your energy, not giving thanks drains your spiritual energy. As we give thanks, we get fuel from God. And not only that, Hebrews 12, 28. Since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and please God by worshiping Him with holy fear and awe, for our God is a devouring fire. We are protected. We give thanks because we're protected. Unshakable means the motion from and shaking produced by winds and storms and waves. Are you having storms and waves and winds blow and beat against your life? We're protected. The series we're in is called Getting Prepared for What's Coming. And so this is a part of that because giving thanks protects us. It keeps us strong. So we're ready for whatever happens because we continue to give thanks. It makes us more powerful because it keeps God in the driver's seat. Here's the bottom line. Giving thanks is an essential discipline of the faith. I always ask questions. And so I said that and I thought, why? Why is giving thanks an essential discipline of the faith? Because giving thanks protects the people of faith. Well, how does it do that? It does that by shifting my focus from what we can do to what God can do. It's shifting our focus from what we can do to what God can do. A number of years ago, and multiple times since then, I read the book, The Purpose-Driven Life. And I have memorized the first sentence in that book. It's not very difficult. Maybe you could memorize it. Here it is. It's a book on living a spirit-filled life. Here's the first sentence. It's not about you. Think you could memorize that? It's not about you. It's about what God can do through you. It's not about you. Let me tell you a story about a young lady. I don't actually know her age. Her name's Jennifer Smith. Jennifer Smith went through a lot of abuse as a young girl. And she chose to use drugs to mask her pain. She ended up doing 11 and a half years in McPherson Women's Prison in Newport, Arkansas. But you know the good thing about that? You know who she met in prison? Jesus. And when she got out, she became a chaplain in the very prison that she had been in. And she did that for a number of years, and then she started a transition house. And she began working with people that came out of that prison and getting them ready to go back into life again. And she has been under constant attack of the enemy. And to make a long story short, her life just fell apart in the last 2 years in a major way. And so she moved from Arkansas up to Niles, Michigan. She's a friend of my wife. And she was living in a camper for over a year. In the winter, you can see the camper on the side of that house. And she prayed for a house. I love this. Sandy told me what she texted her. I asked him for a home, and he gave me a little palace. Look at that house. Would you call that a palace? A woman that has gone through such difficulties in her life and is trying to serve Jesus, and God gives her that, and she said, look at my palace. Isn't that awesome? Gratitude is changing her life. Gratitude can change your life as well. You have thank you cards, right? And you're probably expecting me to tell you that this week you should write a thank you note to somebody. I'm not going to tell you that. We're going to do it right now. Guys, I didn't get one. I forgot to grab one. We're going to take time right now. I need it. I'm grumpy. I told the guys, if somebody looks grumpy, give them two. So, anyhow, we're going to take time. Is it important to give thanks? Yeah. So let's take time right now. Thank somebody. Who do you need to thank? Thank them. Write yourself a note. Write them a note and thank them. All right. You can do more than one if you want. As we are grateful, as we give thanks, God changes us. And God shifts our focus from ourselves to Him. So I encourage you this week to continue giving thanks. So, would you stand with me? Let's pray together. Father, you are the source, the real source of every good and perfect gift. The breath we breathe right now is from you. And we thank you for that. Father, we thank you for our parents. We thank you for the members of our family. Father, we thank you for our friends. Father, we thank you for our neighbors. And now thank the Lord for other people that God just lays on your heart now. Father, thank you. Thank you. May our lives be a thank you note back to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.